Welcome to Fantastic Females, our adventure to finding the mythical island of freedom together. I'm Kalyani.
And I'm Rupali. We are your next-door finance experts sharing our experiences in the world of money and energetics.
Welcome, everyone. Today, we're back in the recording studio talking about something pretty interesting, which is the whole discussion about retiring early, also called FIRE, so financially independent retire early.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the image that usually goes with it is some fire, and it gives you the sense of urgency, doesn't it?
Yes, very much so. And then they try to balance it off with men playing golf in their late 30s and 40s. But this whole topic has come about right now, for me at least, from reading about protests in France about increasing the retirement age from 62 to 64. And that has been a pretty big kind of discussion in Europe in the last few years, where the retirement age has been progressively increased. So we thought we'll come over and share our views about it, since we're both in our mid-30s, and that sometimes causes some anxiety from people feeling that they're already too late.
Yes, and actually, you know what? Before we go into the age factor, what is retirement? I mean...
Yes, this is a really relevant question. For me, I don't feel like I've been pressurized into doing what I do right now. I've chosen it, I really enjoy it, so I'm not looking forward to finishing at 60 whatever and then enjoying my life after, you know.
Right.
So I'm very happy to carry on with this till my last day.
Yeah, of course, and that's why I think it's such an important point, because everyone puts on so much emphasis into retirement, savings, retirement, and I'm like, wait a second, where does this concept even come from?
Yes.
Why is it a thing?
So I think it's more of a post-war kind of construct, where people didn't have any security during the two world wars, from about 1910, let's say, till the end of 1940s. So let's say 1950, those 40 years were quite tumultuous for the world. And then after that, the governments and people kind of came to this conclusion that this is something that provides security. And a lot of the Western states are built on this premise of being a welfare state, right?
Right.
And I feel like we almost discuss too much of it in the UAE sometimes, because it's not seen as a socially secure state or a state that offers that security. So it just feels like people get extra aware of this.
Yeah, that's true. I think a lot gets taken care of by default in the corporate world. Abroad, where there's a lot of retirement aspects, there's a lot of, you know, there's cuts before you get your salary,
yes,
because it goes into a fund and
yes,
all of that. But I think, you know, that's what I wanted to highlight about retirement, is that, you know, what you consider retirement for yourself is ultimately what matters. So I understand you may have responsibilities, you know, we all have stuff we want to achieve in life, you have dependents, all of that. And so that's important. But outside of that, I mean, is it important to then stash away 100% of your net, like, you know, net of your core expenses number into savings and not to anything else because of this one day I will spend this and enjoy this? Is that a fair way to live?
Yes, exactly. So to put this into context, number one, retirement works on the concept of working really hard for 40 years in your life, let's say from about your early 20s to your early 60s, and then being able to enjoy the somewhat last 20-25 years of your life on a fixed income that you get off the back of your work in those 40 years. And a lot of times in reality, we find that when this time arrives, you're not mentally, physically in the place to actually enjoy these earnings, or these earnings might be quite depleted because of inflation, so they don't actually afford much in terms of, you know, being able to do what you think you weren't able to do during your working life because you were so busy, etc.
Exactly. And so from that comes the concept of, okay, wait a second, I don't want to retire when I'm older. I'd like to retire when I'm younger. But yes. The concept of retirement has stuck. Whether it's relevant or not, it still seems to have stuck. And so FIRE essentially stands for financial independence, retire early, right?
Yes.
And what is the goal of it?
Yeah, so from everything that I've read, it basically kind of, it works towards a figure which is 25 times your annual expenditure in your savings. So if you were to spend, let's say for easy numbers, 1 million dirhams on a yearly basis on everything that you need to kind of have as your outgoing, then you need to have 25 million saved when you can consider yourself secure enough to retire. A lot of times this means that you're saving to the point that you may not be living, or you're earning, forcing yourself to earn to the point that you're not living.
Neither of which makes sense
no,
to me.
Neither does it to me. And as freeing as it sounds, I think, like we said at the beginning of the episode, if you're able to enjoy what you're doing, then it doesn't seem like a chore. And a lot of us would still carry on doing something. So then why not just, I mean, why have the pressure in your 20s, 30s, 40s to retire early instead of enjoying that time with a good balance?
Agree, 100%. I mean, the FIRE movement, you know, advocates saving 50 to 75% of your income. And so that you can retire. But is that something that appeals to you, or does that stress you out? For me personally, it stresses me out because it suddenly feels like I can't do anything else anymore.
Yes, exactly. Also, we were talking about how we both know people who have achieved this, or who kind of quit corporate life for different reasons, and then they didn't have anything to go back to. So they ended up coming back to corporate in different
ways.
Yeah, exactly.
Back to corporate or working in different ways, but spending the same number of hours. It's so in a different capacity. So I think, Kalyani, I mean, we've given our thought process on retirement and what FIRE is. And so what do you think our listeners should do today to understand their financial situation?
Yeah, I want to deal with it in two ways. One would be more financial practical, and the other could be more mindset based. So the finance practical side of it would be more so literally kind of being honest about your spending in a month. I think most of us find it easy to monitor spending over a month and find a number that feels comfortable in terms of whatever necessary outgoings, outflow you have versus some desirable wants. And with that number, then you multiply that by 12 and come to an annual figure, and then multiply that by 25. If that feels like a figure that's achievable or in your reach, then this is probably something that you can work towards, right?
Correct. But also, I mean, once you have 25 times that, it's not sitting in cash, is it? It's still working.
Yes, this is it. So let's talk about the value of the pot of money. We've spoken about it in different contexts. But let's say this 25 times figure is 25 million, as per our example earlier. And 25 million will lose value at about 7-8% with the current rate of inflation.
Yep. So what that means is that it's worth less while it's still 25 million, when you can still call it 25 million, but what you can buy with it changes. So, you know, we hear these stories about our parents saying, oh, we bought these things for these many, like, you know, rupees or rands or dollars at those in those years, and today you're like, oh my goodness, that's so cheap.
Yeah.
So it's kind of that equivalent to it, where when you do kind of retire or in a few years time, that 25 million may be worth much less than it is today.
Yeah, exactly. And we know a lot of people amongst us, I definitely do, who retired in India with all their faith and, I suppose, eggs in the basket, in one basket, with their retirement funds, no other big investments. And so they are kind of forced to live on that fixed income. And then, but the inflation rate keeps increasing year on year generally, which means that they, and if their kids are abroad, the calculation just doesn't work for them to earn this pension while being able to visit their kids or have the option of living with them possibly, or just be able to live there even if the kids are happy to have them, and be able to pay for healthcare, let's say.
Basic necessities.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so, not even luxury, it's basic necessities.
Yeah, that's it. So I think the case for inflation is pretty strong here.
Yeah, so I think it comes twofold. One is, you know, when you're kind of adding up your numbers in terms of your expenses, if you consider it to be this negative, constraining budgeting kind of exercise, then that's essentially what it will be. It will take away from you more than it'll give you in terms of energy. And so I personally prefer not doing things with that energy. And so when we say, you know, become aware of your financial situation, it's not to say, oh my goodness, I only have this much, or oh my goodness, my outflow is this much. It's more just to be aware. Sometimes that even results in you realizing, oh my goodness, I have much more than I thought I had.
Yes.
And that's an amazing feeling.
Yes.
And otherwise what it results in is, oh great, I can't wait till I reach this point. And that point may not be a dollar million or dollar whatever it is. It might be so I can do X, Y, Z without thinking about it or whatever it is, you know. So I think when I'm doing these numbers for my future or today, I kind of see how I feel in my body about it. Do I feel like I'm suffocating and oh my goodness, I'm stuck? Or do I feel like, wow, I'm excited?
Yeah, exactly. And I think it also kind of gives you clarity about whether this is a realistic expectation to have, and if it's not, then I think it takes me to the ultimate goal of finding something to do that, like we said, doesn't feel like a chore, doesn't feel like it's forced or out of pressure. And this may not be possible for you to move into, let's say, by tomorrow or overnight, but you can definitely build towards it. If you're so looking forward to fire or retiring early, then that probably indicates towards you feeling a lot of pressure in your current work stream, which is probably not the way you want to carry on.
Yeah, more and more people are not doing your typical traditional jobs, and you know, more and more people are in charge of their own time. COVID has resulted in this awareness about, you know, financial security and situation versus freedom of time and space.
Yes.
And so that balance is ultimately what you need to figure out for yourself, that what am I not happy in my situation, within my situation today?
No. So in essence, both Rupali and I don't really find ourselves working towards the FIRE model. It doesn't excite us simply because we don't feel excited about feeling a lot of pressure for the next, let's say, 20 years, 30 years. And then looking forward to relaxing. We'd rather have a good balance from now until whenever we need to and kind of go with that. To be honest, I haven't even looked at a lot of pension options as a result of this mentality, maybe. I don't know if you're on the same page, Rupali.
Yeah, definitely. I think you want to kind of be very aware. However, there's so many options out there, and I mean, you know, upskilling yourself in terms of education around the financial investment world, you know, things like what Kalyani puts together, such as passive income and investing starter course, you know, that's what helps you also generate this passive income, so you don't have to work as such. It's kind of ticking along with your involvement every now and then.
I think that's a really key aspect as well, and this is something that we talk about a lot on the podcast, which is about creating sustainable sources of income that pretty much work in a passive way, that are able to beat the inflation rates, right? That are able to actually earn money instead of losing you money. And Trading Mom is definitely one vehicle of getting there. And I'm also offering one-on-one coaching as a financial coach at Prana House. You can check the details on my social media. Saying that, we do have some knowledge to share about retirement and pension funds and what might be open to you as options. If you think that's something that interests you, then please leave us a comment on the show or reach out to us through our social media, and we'll be happy to kind of incorporate that as a topic.
So with that, we bring this episode of Our Financial Adventure to an end. Please follow us on all social media platforms at Fantastic Females.
None of the information provided is financial advice. and Fantastic Females is not a financial advisor.
The information provided is educational only. It is general in nature and does not take into account your personal circumstances.
Please use your own due diligence before making any financial or investment decisions.